Yeah, fuck Ghost Rider. I want to talk about Frozen.
Frozen hit at just the right time where I was just starting uni and it was awful.
Yeah,
fucking everywhere.
It was everywhere and I hate it.
It was awful. And like, it's still annoying.
I was in my last year of school, so it was sung by, like, I think it was like the year 7 choir or something.
Wait, is this the same choir that, like...
No, they yes. did Africa by
really
Toto,
aspirational.
Yeah. Twice.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dan, there was a year 7 choir every year.
Oof. That is not good.
And they were always bad.
Yeah.
Were they at least better than the Africa by Toto?
I cannot recall. So probably?
Well, at least they weren't worse.
Like, I don't remember them having to do it twice.
There was a time period where I was like, hell is going to be a choir of minions singing Let It Go. That would have been the worst thing possible.
I don't think we've ever asked this. Dan, why were you watching a group of year sevens not your school? I've never asked that question.
Dan was a good friend.
Helena was also performing. She was playing the flute or dancing, maybe.
I definitely was not dancing. Not at that show.
Helena was playing the flute to Africa by Toto. And so I had to go and watch.
What year was this?
I think I invited Dan and Dan didn't realise he was perfectly entitled to say no.
What year was
this?
This
would have been like, I guess, 2013.
2014. 2013, 2014. 11 years ago. Oh.
That's weird.
Yeah, I put Dan came to a lot of my like random music things I used to do.
Yeah,
that was
weird.
As an overachieving teenager.
What happened, eh?
You know, I was always jealous. I wasn't in gifted and talented, but now I realise that like actually
you weren't neither gifted nor talented.
But I've seen the mental health of the people who were in that now,
so... Mm. Oh, burnout? Escape. Clever kid burnout?
What do you mean? The world can still suck even if you do all your homework.
Yeah. Well, it's worse, though, because, like... I don't know, if you're naturally good at everything once you're as a kid in school, as soon as you're not good at something naturally, it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't something I personally struggled with because I found out quite early on I was bad at a lot of things. What I didn't work out for a long time was that even if you keep doing them, sometimes you don't get better.
Sometimes you're not meant to do something.
I was not born to dance. I think Dan can attest to that, having watched me perform at a dance show after dancing for over 10 years at that point.
Yeah, you can tell why I remembered the year 7 singing Africa by Toto. Twice.
Not the dance result.
And not my spellbinding performance. Oh, God.
In my head, you're dancing around the year 7.
Oh, God, what was the worst? We did a tap dance to the Will I Am mashup bang.
What?
Yeah, that was bad.
I was really hoping you were going to say Britney. It's Britney bitch, but like...
Nah, that's too rude.
That's what I mean, it would have been funny. Also, just tap dancing to Will I Am in general.
An odd choice?
It's a move. It's definitely a move.
It's one of those ones where I think you have to be very...
Tonight's gonna be
what rhythm does that take?
Well, that's the thing about tap dancing is that it sounds really cool if it's like singing in the rain and the people doing it are like performers who are actually really good at tap dancing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just noisy dancing with like, you know, 10 girls all on stage not quite hitting the floor at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You can tell when people are out of time.
Yeah. Just sounds like the Stampede from Lion King.
That's why they, but like on,
but clickety clackety.
Yeah, on a lino floor.
Yeah. Anyway,
on a wood lino floor. Nice.
Ghost Rider.
Right, let's start.
That's why
the
they teach. That's why they teach like the good tap dancers to tap louder.
Oh yeah, I wasn't allowed to have front taps.
Put lead weight.
Was
in
anyone
the good
ever? Was anyone ever bad enough that they felted up their shoes?
No, not quite. But I didn't, they wouldn't let me loosen the taps on my heels so that they'd tap louder.
Wait, you can make that there's a volume control on tap dancing shoes?
I think so, but no one would show me how to do it. Like I said, 10 years, no skills gained.
That's because you didn't have the volume.
Well, yeah, I wasn't inspired.
You couldn't hear where you were wrong, so you couldn't correct it because they kept you quiet and in the back.
Yeah, I was always at the back. So Ghost Rider.
So Ghost Rider.
Right,
so
okay, let's start the episode.
Nick Cage
properly.
In Ghost Rider. Nick Cage is Ghost Rider.
We've not even done the intro to the podcast yet. No.
Well, that's your job.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Controllers, yeah. Dan.
Dan.
As we've learned, I struggle saying no. That's why we watch this fucking movie.
That's why D&D with you is so fun.
Yeah.
Because like, we just say stuff and you'd be like, all right.
Yeah, sure, that sounds fun. Why not? No, you can't run alongside a horse. That's stupid.
Oh, God. Dan, start. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Dan, come on.
One job.
You have like eight jobs and you're doing none of them right now.
No. Okay, right.
Come on, Dan, start.
Hello and welcome to Hey, I Loved That Movie, the podcast where we rewatch the films we loved when we were younger to see if they still hold up. I'm Dan.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Helena.
And for this episode, we watched Ghost Rider.
The Ghost Rider. He's a ghost that rides a bike.
Which one of you two used to love this movie? Because it wasn't me.
Love is a strong word.
Okay, at least seen and mildly enjoyed.
I watched it quite a few times.
Yeah, it's definitely Mikey because I hadn't ever watched this film.
No, I haven't seen this before.
I'd watched Jim watch it a couple of years ago and I was like, yeesh, and then didn't I put it out of my mind.
It was most definitely on.
Yeah, that is one thing you can say about this film.
This film was on at some point.
It was shown.
It was on.
Someone might have watched it.
Someone has definitely seen this film because it got a sequel.
That was the time when like everything got a sequel.
Oh yeah, because nothing gets sequels now. Everything made now is standalone movie after standalone movie.
But you know what I mean. A sequel, it would get a sequel, not a franchise.
Yeah, I mean, this one also came out the year before Iron Man, so they probably then saw the Iron Man and that did well, and were like, well, we can do another one.
Yeah, I can't remember the storyline to the second one. Don't think I've ever seen it. I thought the storyline to this one was the second one. I don't think I've ever seen this.
You thought the second film was the origin story of Ghost Rider?
No.
With how slow this fucking movie is, it might be.
I thought the villain in this one was the villain in the second one.
Oh, as Helena described, point... sexy health.
Yes. To the point where about
why is
halfway...
he sexy?
He's kind of hot, though.
He's
kind of hot, though. But
no,
we know I have
Ghost
a thing
Rider.
For, like...
He's the hot guy.
Guys with sunken eyes and sick looking. But, like, he's kind of hot.
He has Edward from Twilight, but, like, more mature vibes.
Yeah, he's
sexy vampire.
Yeah, sexy vampire vibes. But I thought this was the second film, to the point where about halfway through, I was still thinking, oh, maybe the, like, 100 souls thing is a setup for the next film. I don't think I've ever seen the second film. I thought there was going to be a different villain. Don't know who I thought it was, but... Anyway, this film is...
Johnny Blaze.
Nick
what a
Cage.
Name. I love it when, comic book names never fail to disappoint.
It's like, oh, this is Jeffrey Cold.
Like, this... Johnny Blaze is definitely the name that the fire guy from Fantastic Four should have had, though, right?
This is Jeremiah Ice. Guess what his powers are? But it's the same as Elsa from Frozen. Young Johnny Blaze.
Yeah, young Johnny Blaze, who isn't Nick Cage.
No.
He's a stunt rider with his dad, and his dad's got cancer, and he makes a deal with the devil so his dad will get better, and his dad gets better, and then the next day he dies doing a stunt.
He gets hurt, yeah. Well, his dad's like, he's showing off. Young Blaze is showing off, like, hey, I'm doing a stunt.
Oh, yeah, because there's a girl in the audience.
Yeah, and it's very, like, yeah. He's like, his dad's like, what the fuck are you doing? Pay attention. Yeah. You're literally jumping cars and running through fire. What the hell's wrong with you? Fair enough.
I'm still not the worst thing to happen to that kid. Because he does grow up to become Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
With the worst Nicolas Cage haircut.
So I had a thought in this, and I felt kind of bad for having the thought during the opening. So when an actor, like an older actor, is casting something and then they get someone younger to play them, do you reckon it ever hits them if the person who's younger to play them is more attractive than they were them when they were younger? Do you reckon that ever gets to anyone? Because that'd get to me.
Do you think the younger actor saw Nick Cage and was like, oh no, this is my future?
Well, but like, I mean, maybe. Some producer somewhere thinks we look similar. Ugh.
Oh no.
But would you do that? Would you like...
I think that's where the casting like directors have such a hard time finding young, like the actor's got to be convincing and look like them, and sometimes they have to pick just one of those two things.
But can you imagine if they... But like when they turn out, hire someone that's argued is definitely more attractive.
I was a pretty cute kid, but I had a real rough patch around like 12 to 27, yeah. 28. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm still going through that.
Yeah, I'm 28.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I don't know. Like, I'd feel bad. I feel awful. And this kid turns into Nick Cage. Because he wants to run away with the girl. And the girl is like, yeah, we should...
Roxanne.
But we should vanish together and go off and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, because he's a teenage boy. Yeah. And his dad's just died. So, you know.
Well, no, this is before his dad dies.
Is it?
He specifically doesn't run off because his dad dies.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's like leaving on the bike after meeting the most suspicious man on the planet. He just turns up and goes, I could save your dad. And he's like, how? He's like, don't worry about it.
He'll be fine, don't worry.
Kids are dumb.
I mean, yeah.
And this film is also...
Dumb.
The devil in this is not... The Blackheart, the devil's son...
The non-fallen devil.
Yeah, well, so the... It's not the devil, it's Mephistopheles?
Yeah. That's from Cats, right?
Assumedly so. He's also in... Mephistopheles is also in... Baldur's Gate and like Fallen Realms lore.
It's a D&D monster, yeah. D&D devil. Mm. Weirdly enough, they're based on actual devils, the devils from D&D.
Yeah.
Like Beelzebub and Bahamut. Yeah, so he's a devil and he's like, oh, I'll give you, make your dad better.
Yeah, and then I'll stop. He finds a letter for his dad, because it also has this weird sort of anti-smoking message at the start.
Yep.
Where it's like his dad coughs and puts out a cigarette, and son's like, ugh, yeah. those are bad. And then he takes the cigarettes out of his sleeping dad's hand to put them away and finds a crumpled letter saying your XY shows your cancer's got worse.
Yep.
Which I don't think is how doctors tend to tell you that you've got.
They may have done back then.
Like, normally it's a face to face kind of chat, kind of.
They may have done
let
back
you down
then.
Easy. yeah, maybe.
But he goes, so he's like, no, my dad's dying. Devil turns up, he's like, I'll make him better. He's like, how? I'm not telling you. Okay.
You've got to
sign this contract. And the devil is like, he gets a paper cut from it. And that, like, that drop of blood lands on the signature line, and the devil's like, well, yeah, that'll do.
No, I think he wants the blood. I think he wants the blood. I think the point is you sign it in blood.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he gives him like the weird, terrifying quill.
Yeah,
but I mean, surely there needs to be some level of intent behind it.
No, that's devils. They trick all the time.
Trickle, yeah.
It's kind of the point of them.
Yeah, tricks the devils, I guess. Yeah, he's definitely a trickster because, you know, he cures his dad of cancer, and then the next day his dad falls off his bike slightly and dies. But
no reason, as far as I can tell.
I think he has a heart attack, maybe.
Like... But no, but it's not like, not that he falls and dies.
I love, no, he has an aneurysm. Yeah. But everyone's just like, ah, oh, no, because he had an aneurysm whilst going through a flaming hoop on a motorbike.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, that's probably the last two things.
What impact does his dad dying have on the devil?
Well, the devil just wants his soul. He has his soul, yeah.
The devil wants his soul to train him up to be his hell rider, his ghost rider.
He already has his soul.
Now that if he's killed his dad, he can definitely kind of be like, well, now you've got nothing else to live for. You belong to me.
But he doesn't do that for another, 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's not a lot of time for devils, is it?
No, what I'm saying is he could have just let his dad live and in 20 years' time come back and be like, I want your soul now.
But if he'd run off with the girl, maybe he wouldn't have kept up his riding skills as a bike rider, and then he wouldn't have been as useful as Ghost Rider in the future. What he needed him to do was to keep, to honour his father's wishes and keep doing stunt riding.
That's some great planning on his dad, on the devil's side.
No.
That's some foresight on the devil's side.
He knows people.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what he does, isn't he? Nick Cage carries on
He carries on stunt riding. And he's basically trying to kill himself, I guess. And he has that... Yeah. Like, the first stunt you see him do is Nick Cage, and he has the most fucked-looking fall off that bike.
Oh, it was awful,
The helmet hitting the wheel as well was like, oh, fuck. And he's just like,
smashes his visor. But yeah, I think the point is that the devil, because he has an accident right at the start, the devil is like, I'm not going to let you, you're not used to me dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, you've got an angel on your side. And he's like, I don't know if it's that. Because Nick Cage in this film is the grumpiest.
And we have some of the first terrible lightning flashes of skulls, which permeate this entire movie.
This film is just everything from the script to the acting is just bad.
This is the blandest Nick Cage performance I have ever seen.
Which is surprising.
His flesh are burning off. He does the good Nick Cage yell, but that's he only does. Once. And then he's all flame faced and he looks like a fucking Snapchat filter.
I like the weird, if this was released a couple years ago, it would have had a Snapchat filter. Do you remember them? Do you remember when Snapchat filters were a big thing?
Yeah.
That was a weird
I'm old, time. I'm not demented.
No, that was a weird time in social media where the release of Snapchat filters was like, oh, everyone get on there, have a look at it.
Yeah, it was this isn't a sexting app. You can make your face into a nose. Not nose. You can make your nose small or your eyes big or whatever. Filters are still a thing. People use them on TikTok all the time, but most of the time it's just little things like freckles
but when Snapchat came out, it's
so you can get the dog filter technology. Appearing on the ghost next to you.
They're like, this is brand new technology.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was a damn sight more exciting than this film.
So we're talking about it, but
after he has his awful fall, when he comes back to, he's like, is the bike okay? And I'm like, that is just
classic writing.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. And then, he doesn't want to drink or smoke, so he has jelly beans from a glass.
He has a martini glass full of jelly beans.
He wants to watch a monkey
it's
TV
the
show.
Lamest shit ever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird decisions they make for.
And his explanation is just, alcohol gives me nightmares.
Yeah.
Ooh, you bad boy with your martini glass full of jelly beans.
It's really weird. It's like they're like, he's a bad boy. He's the bad boy of
but he doesn't smoke and he doesn't drink.
He doesn't smoke.
He's just sold his soul to the devil and has to work for him.
And he's really into monkeys.
Yeah, for some reason.
And it never comes up outside of what they're watching on TV.
That definitely feels like something Nick Cage was like, no, this character should just want to watch TV shows about monkeys.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do. He wants to eat his jelly beans.
And he does. Well, the only monkey thing that comes up is it's Nick Cage a lot, but especially in this film, Ghost Rider really fucking likes to point at things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is that can look cool in a comic book, maybe? A shot of someone, pointing
at
the...
Pointing is bad, yeah. In motion, it's not great.
It doesn't work. No. Very little of this film works. The bike is cool. I thought the bike was cool.
The bike was cool. But anyway, now we're introduced to Cold Man in the bar. And his friends,
a bunch of Hell's Angels.
Ooh. Yeah, and then his friends, Dry Boy, Wet Boy, and Air Boy, who are the
Wet Boy definitely got the short straw.
Yeah,
they all got like normal names as well. Like, I swear one of them's called like Richard.
But they're after a contract that an old Ghost Rider hid away somewhere
from the devil.
Yeah,
because it's
they're called the Hidden.
It's a contract for 100 souls.
I thought it was 1,000 souls.
Oh, it might be 1,000 souls.
I think that's a little bit more dramatic.
Yeah, 1,000's a bit more impressive.
Souls is not that big of a deal.
But then Johnny Blaze, he's like, oh, I'm going to do this next stunt over some helicopters. And then the girl that he liked before is there, and she's a reporter. And he's like, oh, well, I'll actually talk to this reporter for once.
Yeah, and he proves himself. He explains why no other reporter wants to talk to him.
Because... I mean, we're not great. 2 years of doing this, we're not great on like when we are on microphone.
I can talk to a reporter. I'm not going to go when a reporter asks me a question about what I'm doing. I'm not going to go, so how are you? How's your day been? I heard you got married. That's not helpful to the situation.
You know, I was on the news once.
No. What did you do?
Jumped over 6 helicopters.
Yeah, well, way cooler, actually. I was interviewed
7
when...
helicopters.
I was interviewed when my dad opened the first pinball museum. And the thing is they interviewed me, but they cut out most of what I said, so they only cut in the bit where I basically said I'm glad he's just doing something with them because he's had them forever.
That's
and
so
I just
funny,
sounded
though.
So done.
That's so funny though. I'd have done that. That's hilarious. I know why they asked you about the pinball sounder, because there is nothing else to that story.
No, there really
they had
wasn't.
The pad time.
Yeah.
It was Southeast right today. Now.
Wow, they really had nothing on that day.
Yeah, I am assuming slow news day.
Yeah.
God, I must have been young. I think I was 11, so, you know.
You're not the worst interviewer on the planet than Nick Cage is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was better than him.
As he just kind of asks the reporter... It was painful, that whole bit. It was just weird. It was just strange.
Really awkward. And then he's like, oh, it's a sign that I shouldn't try and kill myself on these helicopters. And so he does the jump fine and then drives after the van because she's driving away with her cameraman.
Yeah, there's also, like, it's very impressive. Whoever organises that jump is very, very impressive organiser, because they managed to get 6 Black Hawk helicopters in no time.
Yeah, that's
very weird. That's organisational skill right there. Military helicopters?
I guess big donation to the military? But yeah, also, true. I don't understand these Daredevil shows. Like...
Oh,
does
there
something
was a craze
else
for them.
Happen?
No, you watch someone. I guess there's like cars doing cool things.
I was going to say, because surely, because it looks like, because obviously we only see it happen from what Johnny Flameface does, is he arrives, he does the jump, which takes 30 seconds, and then it stops. Yep. Does anything else happen after that?
No, but there was a craze for Daredevils at one point in like the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, like, the bikes, like, Wall of Death, not Wall of Death, whatever it is, like, the spinny bike shows and stuff like that. But they last, like, you know, they're a solid, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
I guess the excitement is, what if he gets obliterated by these helicopter blades?
Yeah, you kind of have to go into it being
I was alarmed when the helicopters all stayed on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would be
a bit more boring if they were off.
Well, I was like, but the updraft.
That's what kept him going,
That's how he made it.
Yeah.
Also, incredibly skilled pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to be able to hover that close together.
Oh, you'd feel really guilty if you fucked up, though, and accidentally...
Killed everyone.
Yeah, macheted through the stunt driver.
The helicopter thing is, explodes, kills half the crowd.
Yeah, if that thing goes wrong, like, he's not just like... He's not just getting, like, shredded and sprayed like a fucking super soaker. He's like, causing a helicopter to shift and, like, possibly crash into the one next to it.
Yeah.
You're going to have a real domino.
So many
bike hits it. Bits of bike fling off into the crowd. You know?
Bits of helicopter fling off into the crowd.
Yeah, at high speed. bits of Johnny Blaze fling into the crowd. But like, yeah, he's putting so many people in danger, and it's I guess if you're going to a
there's
Daredevil
not even like
show,
a mesh up.
Yeah, like, there's nothing to stop them. But if you go to a stunt show, I guess part of you is like, I kind of want to see them crash. If you go there and be like, I don't want to see them crash, you don't go.
Yeah, it's a bit like going to the F1 and not just sitting there and every 2 minutes they go,
yeah.
Oh, well, now I'm going to sit here and do fuck all again until they come round.
These are sports I do not understand the joy of watching, like cricket, but for the opposite reason.
Oh, no, it's cricket too fast paced for you, Mikey.
I don't think anyone's...
too much going on.
It's
over too,
much too
quickly. You never get your money's worth.
Yeah, cricket the only sport where the people judging can end it early if it lasts too long and gets too boring. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I'm not mad about cricket either.
No. So he rides away and
yeah, he goes and catches up with
that girl.
Yeah. And just drives in front of the van and causes a pile up of traffic, and he's like, please just come out with me, and she's like, yeah, right then, fine.
Well, she clearly still has feelings for him because she didn't fucking murder him after he gave the shittest interview of her life.
Yeah.
Like, career-endingly bad interview.
She didn't get fired because of that interview.
But yeah. His persistent... I did quite like when he sat on the front of the bike, though. Like, when he was doing the stands to, like the all the tricks to kind of try and impress her. That was cool. Like,
yeah.
I was like, that was kind of... That was more interesting than, like... Big Jump is, like, it's cool, I guess, if you're in person and it's real. In a film, you're just like... Yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure at this point the main character's not going to die.
Oh, what a twist, though. What a twist.
Yeah. And, instead, yeah.
But his hands just get too hot for him to go on this date.
Yeah, his hands get hot because the devil, the Mephisto and Cold Boy have met and they're like, oh, I'm going to do this. So he's like, well, I'll get my Ghost Rider out.
Well, because
so 40 minutes into the film, Nicolas Cage becomes Ghost Rider.
So what's key is, because his son isn't a fallen angel, he can't do anything to him?
Yeah.
The devil can't do anything to Hot Cold Boy?
Yeah.
I don't know, ice lungs? Because he can't, like... Because he's not a fallen angel, he's immune to... I don't know, devil powers. So he needs to get... He has to get his, like, Ghost Rider... Which I assume at this point hasn't achieved anything.
Yeah, no, he's not done anything for Nick Cage to be the Ghost Rider yet, and he's not had a Ghost Rider for ages because the last guy fucked off.
Yeah,
so he's like, well,
oh yeah, it starts with the story at the beginning of the
the mysterious old Ghost Rider hiding the contract.
Yeah,
because he was like, "Fuck you, devil! This contract's too bad.
Yeah. So,
this contract's too much."
He gets a skeleton head and a hell cycle and goes really fast and then stops a basic mugger by doing a penance stare and making him feel the pain of everyone he's ever hurt.
Yeah, of killing someone.
Yeah. So then, after he's been Ghost Rider for a hot minute, he just wakes up in a church and Sam Elliott's like, hello, I am a mysterious man and definitely not the old Ghost Rider.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we get a surprise Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Yeah.
Oh my god, I did have to look it up, so I was like, I think it's Rebel Wilson.
I didn't notice when she was getting mugged at first, I didn't realise, but a bit later on
when the interview, which was so fun, it was probably one of the highlights of the film.
Yeah.
That's when I was like... and it was on fire. I'm like, is that Rebel Wilson?
Yeah, you're like, that's a surprise Rebel Wilson right there.
That was delivered really well, and like the comedic timing was excellent. Oh, okay.
Because it turns out it's Rebel Wilson.
She has potential.
It's just weird. It was just really strange. She feels so out of place in this film. To be in it for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, she gives off the energy of what I think this film was trying to give off.
Yeah.
Of like
Rebel
the...
Wilson for Ghost Rider.
Like, we know it's batshit, but isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah. Rebel Wilson played Ghost Rider. Exact same story, just replaced... and engage with Rebel Wilson.
Definitely.
Much better.
She would be great.
Should we describe what Ghost Rider looks like? Because it's stupid.
He's a guy. He's got a leather jacket, and a skull,
oh, no, he's a flaming
skull. He's a skeleton, which is why it really annoyed me when you get the, oh, here's Nick Cage and he's shirtless and he's really muscly. And I'm like, but why? Because he's just a guy at this point. When he's super, he's a fucking skeleton.
Well, he's not just a guy. He's a stunt driver. He's a stunt rider. I imagine have to be pretty toned. Like, they have to be pretty strong.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But yeah, he's a guy. It's CG for most of it because Nick Cage is not a good enough actor to play a skeleton.
Although it wouldn't surprise me if he was like, yeah, just take my skin off, it's fine. Let's go.
So remove it, let's go. No, he's not Christian Bale.
No.
But yeah, so he's a skeleton boy.
He's a skull that's on fire, but his leather jacket and really boring black t-shirt?
Yeah.
Fine.
I like that there's still like bulk to, and it always bothers me because it's one of those like weird physics things. His jacket, his leather jacket, and like his clothes have still got the bulk of human.
Yeah.
Because it would be really funny if he turned into a skeleton and they just hang off of him.
Yeah.
Because he's a skeleton.
But well, yeah, maybe it's his flames keeping his clothes all puffed up.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's the smoke.
You just punch him and it goes in, like, you know, one of those inflatable costumes.
Yeah, he also he's an evil ghost monster, but he is very pliable.
Yeah, he also gets a ghost bike.
Yeah.
Well, it's his dad's bike that gets ghosty as well.
Yeah, it gets fired.
And this is where the sort of lycanthropies part of the film really comes into play. Because by day, or the Shrek, Fiona curse.
Just basic sunlight. Because turns out he's a ghost rider in the shadows.
Yeah.
Just bring a fucking parasol, mate.
Parasol in one hand, shotgun in the other.
The Mary Poppins.
Just like, hey, there's a crime happening. He just opens up an umbrella. I've got this.
That would be fun, though. That could be such a funny bit if, like, he had to just find some sort of umbrella and he was running through, like, I don't know, he was chasing someone down, like, the streets of Tokyo and all he could find was, like, a little Hello Kitty umbrella.
This isn't a Jackie Chan movie.
No.
And how much did we wish it was?
Oh, it would have been better. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
I do say, like, the idea that only part of him has to be in shadow. It's like, it's not all of him. It's only the bit that is in shadow is skeleton.
Yeah.
Which is great. Also, I mean, carrying an umbrella everywhere is good for three reasons. Number one, looks kind of cool. People with umbrellas in, like, as, like, superheroes look kind of cool. Number two, when it's sunny, instant shade, Ghost Rider. Number three, when it's raining, he's made out of fire. That's exactly what you need. Or else it's just steam. It's so much steam coming off that guy.
Yeah, he's a real sizzle boy.
Yeah, he's real sizzly. You wouldn't be able to have a conversation with him in the rain.
No.
Because you'd just be... Also, like...
This is nice, but I feel like I'm at a spa.
It sounds like we're stood next to someone frying bacon. Can we?
You just put bits of broccoli on his on the top of his skull.
Just in a tray held above his head.
Yeah, you could add a layer to the umbrella.
Yeah.
One of those little bamboo steamer baskets. It'd be great.
This is my umbrella. This is my steam.
Bit of salmon, bit of kale.
No, because if you've got the umbrella, it kind of ruins the steaming basket part. You can't steam and have the umbrella.
Well, it would pit him in the shade, but then the rain could get round him and the steam would still build up under the umbrella.
True. What a weird...
Okay, it's not perfect. I'll give you that.
No. That, or he could like put a shopping trolley or something over him and he's now a barbecue.
Yeah. I like how can we make... Because we talk about bad films and we go, oh yeah, we'd make it better by doing this and changing this part of the story. We've gone, how do we make Ghost Rider better? And we've gone, how do we make Ghost Rider into a chef? Ghost Rider into a one-man kitchen is what I'm doing.
Oh yeah, Ghost Rider, the third in the series. Ghost Rider, food truck.
Ghost Rider, master chef.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen, yes! Oh, that's a much better one.
Taking down King
Gordon Ramsay. Like,
what a twist.
There's no meat on this fucking man.
It's fuck fucking burnt. This film was... I mean, I wasn't going in thinking, oh, this is going to be good.
It's going to be a good film. This was Nick Cage in an action film. Yeah. It's not going to be good. It's Nick Cage in an action movie. It could be good.
Yeah,
I've seen Con Air. That is good.
You never know.
You never know if you're going to enjoy a Nick Cage film.
Yeah.
Could have been good.
A coin toss, but like a multi-sided coin.
It wasn't.
And you have no idea what results are going to be positive or negative.
That's a dice, by the way.
Yeah.
A multi-sided coin. Is a dice. Wow.
To you, maybe.
You just described dice.
Yeah, so anyway, he ends up talking to...
Yeah, we're talking about Mendes. Film, are we?
Well, I just want to get to this little bit because it was the only bit in the film where I was like, is that trying to say something? So he's talking to her, she's like, oh, I'm really sorry. And then he's like, oh, I sold my soul to the devil, which sounds like a lie, because of course. And then he gets arrested because his license plate was found near the thing. Yeah. And he ends up in jail with a load of criminals.
Yeah.
And so he beats the shit out of them all. And then there's just this black kid in there, and he just turns and looks at me. He's like, innocent. And then walks out. And I'm like, oh, police arrested a innocent black kid. That's no surprise.
I don't know if that's deliberate for this film.
No.
Genuinely can't.
I feel like you might be giving it more credit than it deserves.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm glad he didn't kill the young black man in the prison cell, because, yeah, that would have maybe sent more of a message and not a good one.
Yeah.
And there's literally no other social messaging in this.
No.
The kid doesn't... I mean, regardless of race... The kid does try and protect him, like he tells the others to leave him alone, which is incredibly, I mean, stupid slash brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a room full of definitely criminals.
Like, yeah.
Don't yell at them. Don't interact with them. Especially when they've clocked that it's Johnny Blaze and you're like, you know, let him take care of himself.
So, hey, I just want to watch monkey shit on TV. All I wanted, I still don't
understand. I just want to eat my jelly beans and watch monkey TV.
I don't understand the obsession with monkeys and that man. It doesn't go anywhere.
It really doesn't come up again.
No.
But we get to see... Was the... So the end of that police... The prison fight that no one breaks up, where he's like puts the jacket on...
It's just a different leather jacket, and then he gets Hellraiser-y.
Yeah, he does spiky stuff. Is that like a costume reveal? Is that like iconic Ghost Rider?
It felt like it. It was like, oh yeah, he's got the spikes. That's how he... It was like the origin story, like the outfit origin story side of it.
But it's so similar to the other jacket that he's wearing.
He was already in a leather jacket.
Yeah, there's really not much difference.
And like, I feel like that... The outfit reveal should have happened sooner.
Yeah.
If they want to do that.
Well, this film really takes so long to get into anything.
It never really gets into anything.
No.
It's one of those ones where it's like the origin story is so fleshed out that and takes forever, and then the actual like good part of like
the actual film.
Let's kill the bad guys and like save thousand souls or whatever it was the plan. It just has to happen in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it all feels rushed, and there's nothing particularly interesting or exciting about it.
No. Yeah. Like, he escapes the police, and then drives up a building, and then the wind guy's there, and he's like, oh no, I can't kill you normally. So he just makes like a whirlwind with his chain, and he dies.
Well, whilst they're doing all of this, the lads,
Blackheart and the gang. The element dudes.
Blackheart and the gang.
We've got Icy Spice, Wet Spice, Dirty Spice,
and Windy Spice.
Foggy Spice.
They're like looking for a graveyard, and they go to a place where the graveyard was, and they're like, he's like, ah, it got moved. What do you mean? Where did it get moved to? I don't know about you, but I don't know the history of anywhere that I work. Someone was like, there was a graveyard here, where'd it get moved to? I'd be like, I don't know, why would... That was hundreds of years ago.
This is a train yard now. What are you on about?
Maybe
they just decided that in this 2007 film, there didn't need to be a smash cut Google, or off-brand Google search scene.
Yeah,
Ice Boy and the gang all gather around a laptop and search for the history.
They're on Ask Jeeves.
He's the only one that can use the laptop. the rest of them can't.
Because oh, yeah, because the wet boy just keeps
on. We just keep ruining it. He's not allowed near it. There's, you get dirt between the keys. And, yeah. And Windy Boy just a mess.
Yeah. Oh, no, these fallen angels are not practical.
I was expect. I don't know why those Windy Boy Hot Boy, Windy Boy Cold Boy, and Dirt
Wet
Boy,
Boy
and Wet Boy. Why those are the boys?
Yeah, because why also was... like whenever Johnny Blaze fights them, he kills them so fucking quickly that they're just pointless.
If you're writing about devil people, like it's a devil story and it's hell, right? You go, oh, maybe we do like the. Horseman of the we allude to the Horseman of the Apocalypse, maybe. No,
that's,
no, they're just guys.
Sense.
Especially because he's like, this will bring about the end of the world. It should absolutely be the Horseman of the Apocalypse helping him out.
Yeah.
And they're horsemen. He's a ghost rider.
Oh shit! They do have actual names.
Yeah, Jonathan, Brian,
Richard,
Jack, and Richard,
and Wet Boy,
and Wet Boy.
So the Earth one, the dirt boy is Gressel.
Gressel. Sorry, that's so much worse than the names I gave.
The air boy, who kind of looked like a bit of cultural appropriation, but I couldn't tell if they were black or pale.
They all look like professional wrestlers.
He's called Abigor.
Abigor. Sick name.
That sounds like someone sneezed while writing the birth certificate for Abigail.
They really wanted a girl. and then when it was a boy, they were like, oh shit, what's close enough to Abigail?
Abigail.
The Water Angels Wallow. I do remember him being called that actually in the film. The other names I don't remember being used, but yeah, Wallow. Yeah.
Wallow. Why aren't they the horse?
Gressel, Abigor, and Wallow.
Dumb names. Cold Boy, Blackheart.
Oh,
which is makes so much sense in that group of names. How do they name devils in this universe? Cause
I guess you blame Mephistopheles for Blackheart.
That's true. Had a child and went, you're going to be called Blackheart. Ooh, sick.
But I mean, if your dad's called Mephistopheles, I think you got off really fucking lightly with
That's
Blackheart.
That's his Twitter handle at Blackheart. He's got a MySpace page.
I was gonna say, like, that boy, it's not Twitter, it's MySpace.
No, he's got a MySpace page. Got MySpace page. He listens
Gressel,
to
Gressel, Abigor, and Wallow as part of his top eight.
He thinks he thinks MCR is too mainstream. He listens to like weird emo deep cuts. He only listens to Screamo.
And nobody understands him.
Nobody understands him. Especially not his dad, a devil. He just wants 100 souls. That's all he wants. And his dad won't get it for him. So not fair.
Yeah. Oh, this bit was silly. I say that like the whole fucking movie wasn't.
This bit is...
So he's being all Ghost Rider-y and he defeats the airman. And then...
Yeah, well, by like making a tornado.
Yeah, by making a tornado, yeah. And then so Roxanne sees Ghost Rider and is like...
The police.
It's Johnny. I'm like, how the fuck did you recognize him? It's a skeleton.
I know that skeleton anywhere.
I'd recognize that bony boy.
When the girl recognizes him.
Yeah.
She's done the interview with Rebel Wilson, who says he turned into a skull. Where like the guy turns into a skull with flames. And you're not going to look at the skull with flames and be like, nah, it's probably a different skull with flames.
Probably a different one.
Yeah, and he does also tell her that he sold his soul to the devil, and she's like, fuck off.
And I have to ride around doing his dirty work. But yeah, you're right. I think it's really weird how she put that together.
Well, it was just a surprise because she sees this skeleton man and he's just like, oh, Johnny.
I recognize those bones anywhere. Imagine if it was a different guy. Imagine if there was just something else also happening.
So confusing.
Completely disconnected. Like, there's a completely different, unrelated reason there's another skeleton boy in the city.
Skeletor and He-Man are having a fight next door.
It's like, Johnny, no!
Oh yeah, and then Roxanne goes back to his garage, and his mate from the beginning's there just to conveniently get killed by Blackheart.
Yeah.
He tries to penance stare him, but Blackheart doesn't have a soul, so it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because he can't just kill Blackheart like he can kill all the other... Because he just kills all the other demons.
Yeah, like, really quickly.
Yeah, like, immediately. How did he kill Earth Boy? I've forgotten how he kills Earth Boy.
I mean, the same as the other guys. He uses his hot chain.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the
He,
Earth
like,
Boy
squeezes
fight.
Him until he cracks and then he turns into coal.
Oh.
That's or black rocks, but I assumed coal.
Yeah.
But...
It's really boring. Like, considering, yeah. like, the only cool... Like, there's very limited cool things about Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Who... not a ghost, really, but whatever.
Maybe,
like, his bike is cool, and then his weapon is just a long length of chain that gets him real hot.
And he can look at people badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He and you see people... the same cut, like, weird foggy fire cut of past wrongdoings.
He can make people feel guilty in, like, a really intense way.
Yeah.
But considering that's his, like, weapon...
He very rarely uses it.
He doesn't. He only uses it on the on wet. Not in wet. On.
Oh, he uses a shotgun for a bit as well.
Well, yeah, but I mean, okay. Wow, they're using a gun and a.
Yeah, I think that's after. That's after Caretaker reveals to be old Ghost Rider, though.
So it's like make bigger, like more interesting use of the chain. Just use it a bit more. Yeah. It's his only interesting. Thing.
Use it like how Catwoman uses her whip to get around.
Yeah, or Tongue Boy from X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean Toad?
Toad.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the reason whatever his name is, the devil...
Mephistopheles
doesn't like his son so much is because... when the devil made Ghost Riders, you reckon his son went... It's not a ghost.
Excuse me?
I call it Ghost Rider. Dad, that's not a ghost. That's not what ghosts look like. Could you imagine if that was what ghosts... Ghost sightings would be completely different if they were, like, fiery hells going.
Oh, yeah, you like, see I saw this a ghost little... Of... Oh, it was so scary. I didn't know what to do. I saw this tricycle going down in this old Victorian mansion going down the corridor, and there was this flaming skeleton on top.
Yeah.
A tricycle so with flames scarier. Coming out of each wheel.
That'd be so much scarier.
I mean, it'd be scarier in a different way, in a sort of health hazard and, like, you know, check your building insurance way.
Far more threatening.
Yeah, definitely. I do like that, wanting to call him Hell Rider because that just makes more sense.
Yeah.
But Ghost Rider, like, I love that his flames and everything leave, like, carnage on the roads. Like,
wrecks the shit. Like, I felt bad for that little iguana that gets fried when he's riding
his council
the
tax
one.
Bill is going to be astronomical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Blackheart's like, oh, you need to get this contract for me. And so Johnny goes back to the caretaker, and then the caretaker's like, oh, surprise, I'm the old Ghost Rider that hid the contract. I can help go find it, and then I will disappear.
What a twist.
To be fair, every time Sam Elliott was in this before and they weren't just mumbling at each other, I was like, Ghost Rider.
I sort of knew where it was going, but not through the dialogue, because I couldn't understand word this guy
fucking
was saying.
Eagleton Ron just mumbling at him.
It's a lot of mumbling.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he ends up going to a haunted swamp, and that's where... Wallow
the worst set
pulled?
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The worst set of the film as well, because it's so like,
it's just a puddle,
two dimensional. Yeah, there's no like it's supposed to be, I guess, kind of because it's around. Is it Texas that this is a set in?
I guess so.
Yeah,
I think there's Texas stuff in it, like swampy land, like there's swamp lands and stuff that you know would
Tennessee,
have a bit
maybe?
Of you know just a bit of depth to it, or at least look like they're outside. No.
Yeah, it really just is out of nowhere, and then he kills the water guy, and
it's just a set with some twigs and a puddle. Yeah.
He kills the water guy again so fucking quickly.
Yeah, he just boils him. He's like, oh, he's gone.
You're underwater, and then he just fires on and cooks him.
Yeah.
See? Master Chef.
So...
in the MasterChef version, he starts sous-viding all his
he wraps him in like a plastic, an airtight plastic bag, boils the water,
makes some rice in him, you know.
He just puts his hand in a pot of water and goes, "I'm gonna boil it."
But now he fights Blackheart, and Blackheart gets the contract, and so he gets a bunch of souls in him, and they're these flying dusty things. This is when I realized something about this movie.
Big end fight. This is the big end fight that's meant to be all big and cool, and it mostly consists of a Ghost Rider throwing a fire, hot bits of fire at Blackheart.
And then he gets swung around by a chain, and then Blackheart gets a bunch of things in him, and his eyes go red. And it's at this point that I realised that someone watched Blade and went, what if we remake this with a bland white guy?
Maybe the worst red eyes I've ever seen in a film.
Yeah.
Of, like, evil red eyes in movies, this is probably the worst.
Yeah, yeah, it was really giving Bush Baby with conjunctivitis. Yeah. It was not good. They were too wide.
And, like, he was supposed to be looking a little bit all over the place, I guess. Like,
they're just
like
a bit JPEG.
Souls.
Yeah, they look like JPEG. Animated.
It looked like it was glitching.
Put on top. It was bad. And then in no other shots does he have red eyes.
No. But now he's full of souls, so he can penance stare.
Oh, he's chock full of souls.
He gets very penance stared. And then
he fits so many souls
in that bad boy.
Brim with souls. Why did he want all those souls? What did it do for him?
He becomes Legion, which is a TV show.
But it didn't make him stronger, did it?
It didn't make him better.
It
just goes, we are many.
Yeah.
Okay. And
he doesn't like get any powers. He's no harder to fight. He's just kind of.
Well, yeah, and that's it. It's his Achilles heel in the end, because that's what makes him mortal. He's got a soul now. Yeah. And what does Ghost Rider like to do except for stare down?
Chock full of souls.
He's made himself extra killable.
He takes the same amount of damage from being shot. Like, he's not. He's not better when he's got all those souls up in him. He's not more threatening. He's just got bad red eyes. He's just got conjunctivitis, and
it's a real 90s flash photography situation going on.
Yeah, he's just got pink eye and getting shot by a woman with a shotgun.
Yeah,
and fucking Daredevil over here is like, "Oh god, I need to fight in the shadows," and the fucking throw me the gun, because in the shadow fiery gun gives him fucking infinite bullets.
I love that like she has her as a woman in a film, you know, she gets her 30 seconds of kind of having personality and being a character.
She gets autonomy for about 30 seconds
where she fires two bullets
and
reload the gun because she's not got any ammunition,
runs out of ammo, which is fair.
And he like looks at her like, what the fuck are you doing, keep shooting him. It's like, dude, can you count to two?
It's a fucking double barreled sawn off shotgun, you idiot.
Where do you think she's gonna get these bullets from? But yeah, he has Hollywood magic.
He's like, throw me the gun. Well, he puts it into the shadow and it turns into a, which, like, does that do happen with everything? If he holds like a dog up, does it?
If he's always Ghost Rider in the shadows as well, if he's trying to ride his bike along between a bunch of trees and stuff, he's just going to be constantly flickering in and out of Ghost Riderness.
It's going to be hell to live with. You can't live with that. You can't live with that. Imagine trying to get to sleep at night.
Take a big UV light with him everywhere.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to get to sleep at night. And you just, like, next year, not just snoring, but on fire.
Like, because he's supposed to only turn into Ghost Rider if there's evil nearby, but I don't know if that happens either.
Define evil.
It's not really well thought out. He's going to get through a lot of pillowcases.
Even if it is just when evil's nearby, like, evil is someone, like, a pickpocket is evil.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, he's probably not in Victorian London, though.
Like, at what level does crime become evil?
He gets really pissed off when his upstairs neighbour starts pirating movies. Yeah. I can't sleep when you're doing that. I know what you're doing. I know you think that it's morally okay, but clearly something inside me disagrees.
He bursts into flames and he's like, fucking LimeWire.
He's at it again. I know he is.
Look, I'll buy you the films, okay?
Shouting at his wife like, he's at it again. He's downloading music, I can tell.
the boy upstairs gets to MP3.
Oh yeah, the boy upstairs has downloaded my signed up to MySpace, but he's only 12.
He said he was over 18 on his sign-up sheet. You joined an a cappella group when you were still only in high school. It is a collegiate a cappella group.
Oh man, Ghost Rider, but he has to only, he's only allowed to take the souls of the incredibly petty criminals.
Oh, Ghost Rider, but for minor crimes. Oh, that's I would watch that film.
Yeah, that'd be way more interesting. Yeah, this film was fucking boring. If I'm
with Rebel Wilson, no, only if Rebel Wilson is that Ghost Rider.
Oh yeah,
Ghost Rider, but for petty crimes, drives a moped. That's what I want. That's what I want.
This sounds Rebel like Wilson. The Pope's Exorcist, that movie with Russell Crowe in it.
I want fiery skeleton
around Rome.
I want fiery skeleton Rebel Wilson on a Vespa.
She's like, I know you put through those criminals. Fair trade bananas as regular bananas. That's a crime. you've got to pay for your sins.
I know that you scanned, you picked up, you bought, you got 3 bars of chocolate, but you only scanned 1.
Oh no! What's worse is that
that's a petty crime.
You got a carrier bag, but you didn't scan it.
I know you picked up. You stood outside next to the moped on fire.
I know you picked up that carrier bag. You didn't pay your 10p.
Didn't pay the 10p for the carrier bag. I saw you not crossing the road before the lights were, before the walking man said you could go.
Yeah, a bit harsh when they're 7.
Just grabs them and does like the guilty hand look, and they're just like, okay, I feel a bit sick.
Just like a kid snuck out a can of Coke and he just grabs them.
Oh, yeah, the kid sneaking snacks into the cinema.
He's just standing there
with a burst
fire
of light behind them.
He's just standing in front of the screen like, film's not starting until you take the snacks out.
It's not illegal. It's against company policy.
Oh, what's that? You're not going to do it? He just goes up and burns the film.
He's like a full chain whip across
this
the
is
screen.
Going full Paul Blart Mall Cop Ghost Rider mashup.
I'd love that. But Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
Love that.
Well, for this movie, what would you give it out of 10? Oh, and yeah. I'm not going to ask if it holds up, because I don't think it was ever good.
No, it doesn't. For this version of Ghost Rider, like a 3 out of 10. It's really, like, its problem is it's really fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's not campy, it's just kind of boring. So I'd say 3 petty three crimes that don't deserve a death sentence getting killed because Ghost Rider's there.
Yeah, like mugging, to be honest. Like, I don't think you should be killed for mugging someone.
Not a
I don't
death
think it's
sentence.
A good thing. Don't get me
thing.
Wrong. I'm not pro
not a death
mugging.
Sentence.
I'm
but you're
not
just not
really...
pro death sentence.
No. I'm like, there might have been circumstances that, you know, we could have. I think he should, you know, trial. Like, he could have gone to trial.
Yeah, basically.
I mean,
rights.
To be fair, I guess Ghost Rider does know if you're guilty of things, and if you are, he makes you relive all of that pain.
But
so
it's about the context.
You'll get the
of
pain
the
of eating a whole bag of popcorn before going in to watch Pitch Perfect 2.
You just feel. You just get a tummy ache. You just get a tummy ache.
The reason for the flames around me is all the heartburn you're going to get from having to down all those fizzy drinks.
I feel bad, so here's some Tums to take with this.
Yeah, I'd give this. This is 3 wet boys out of 10. He was easily the grossest of the 3.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
He got the short straw.
Did you see the bit where his eye fell off?
Yeah,
he flicks it away and another eye forms on him. It was so minging.
He's like, y'all are quite cool in your how you look and powers. I look like this.
Yeah, like being dirt, like being able to turn into like the ground and appear anywhere, and being
like
able to like fly through the air. Cool.
Yeah,
being
he
wet.
Got... Airboy got the best deal of the 3.
Plus, I think I'd be fucking terrified of Ice Boy.
Yeah. What did he do? Well, he looked at me in the wrong way, and now I'm frozen.
And he's not even singing in this one.
No, yeah, I was very bored watching this. Yeah, I say, I literally it got to the end and I was like, this is just Blade, but remade badly.
Yeah.
I think I'll give this two times that I wished I would get penance dead so I wouldn't have to keep watching the film.
Part of the guilt is
part of the film.
Yeah. I mean, although this was on Netflix, so I, you know, did legally watch it, so I didn't get penance dead.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry. We didn't have to worry about this film.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad, ultimately, that I didn't pay, like, $2.99 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Only fork out for whatever garbage we have to...
Absolutely not worth it.
No. Don't bother with this one. It's... You don't...
Oh, we forgot right at the end. The devil's like, oh, you killed my son, so do you want your soul back? And he's like, no, fuck you. I'm going to stay inconveniently hot and...
I'm
going to
use this
powers.
Against hey, you, and now I'm going to go back to that tree that I was with Eva Mendes at before, where
the
we
only
were different
person,
people.
The only person who is inconveniently hot in this film is young Johnny Blaze.
Wrap it up, Dan.
Yeah, with that, please. I've been Dan.
I've been Michael.
And I've been Helena.
You can find this podcast on social media at Hilton Pod. That's at HILTM Pod. We're on Discord as well if you want to come and tell us all the petty crimes that you would get penance dead for by Rebel Wilson Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
We also
and what
have
would
a...
your what would your punishment be?
How bad of a tummy ache are you getting?
I love how innocent we are that all of us are the petty crimes we can think of are food related.
Yeah.
Well, I assume it just make you feel the pain, so like a tummy ache is like...
Mm. Just feel a little bit awkward, like a, you know?
I have a mild head. Oh, all of the awkward sensations all at once.
Oh,
I just call that 3 a.m.
Yeah, no, that's just... That's a Friday night for me.
Yeah, well, we do also have a Patreon where you can support the show, keep us going.
Yeah.
Are we doing anything special for this? Are we making the Rebel Wilson Ghost Rider movie?
Rebel Wilson Ghost Rider Petty Crime Edition. Like Law and Order SVU, but Ghost Rider Petty Crime Edition.
And then in it's followed up by Hell's Kitchen, which is the
followed
Ghost
up
Rider
by
cooking show.
Ghost Rider Hell's Kitchen. Where they team up to open a restaurant.
Yeah, it's him in... Daredevil, and the
Rebel
other
Wilson.
One? Yeah, Rebel Wilson.
Well, he makes the really nice
Jessica
food.
Jessica thingy.
He makes a really good meal.
Jones?
And then
Rabbit.
Jessica so... Jones.
Yeah, so someone leaves without paying for their food. So, right, here we go.
Oh, so yeah, Rebel Wilson gets him.
Yeah.
And then... Matt Mercer is the lawyer.
Murdoch.
Murdoch.
No, Matt Mercer. Matt Mercer from Critical Role and other voice acting positions.
Yeah, he brings some of the naughty sided coins as well, doesn't he?
Hang on,
I think we've still managed to.
I will
still
obviously edit
through
this.
Out. Yeah, or you could just keep interrupting. Sorry, that came out really saucy.
Came out really harsh. Or just stop interrupting.
Fuck's sake, Dan, in your bodily function.
Stop
talking.
You've
got a gold.
Jesus Christ.
Don't rub it in our face.
Keep it to yourself.